Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to another hour of Doug Steffen's Good Day. Jay Kirshner and I have all kinds of great information for you today, but in this hour, we have a special preview of the weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Jack Stockwell, loaded with all kinds of great health information that you can use right now, right here, today.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com, and I am back for another episode here with Doug on the Good Day Health Show. He'll be joining me towards the end of this presentation, and we've got some important things to talk about as well together. But I've been talking and presenting a series of presentations on food. And as Thomas Edison said, that food was our best medicine. And until the Rockefeller Foundation back in the 1930s took over medical industry, the medical industry, and converted it into a business that was more important than actually taking care of the patients, and homogenizing everything that the medical schools taught from one medical school to another. They all were teaching the same thing, which is pretty much drugs for anything and drugs for everything, and moved away from food to drugs. The healing of that industry stopped, and the mitigating of symptoms began, because you do not want to heal a patient if you plan on making money off of that patient, because if you heal them, they won't need you any longer. It's the same thing with the rubber tires on our cars. There is technology that they have now because they use it in the space industry. I know this because I've studied it, where they can produce tires for your car that can go 100,000 miles without wearing, well, before they wear out, rather than the 20,000, 30,000, 40,000, 50,000, depending on how much money you want to spend. Money is at the root and heart of almost anything that takes place. Even if we're not dealing with cash, there's always value exchange to some degree when two human beings come together. And so, about 100 years ago, they started moving in that direction with the control of the healthcare industry in order to make the world safe for drugs, and in direct contradiction to what Thomas Edison had to say. And in our clinic, we try to educate our patients. I used to just push it on them. And I realized when someone wants to learn something, it'll only take a few moments for them to learn it. If they don't want to learn it, you can talk to them till you're blue in the face, and it'll go in one ear and out the other, as they say. It's the same thing with a lot of different varieties of teaching children in a school setting. And there is certain philosophies that I am kind of supportive of, that to put children in a regimented class with bells ringing every hour, and we're going to study this now, and then we're through with math, now we're going to do some music, and now that we're done with music, we're going to learn our verbs, and now that we're done with verbs, we're going to learn something about the earth. And that's just not the way to teach anybody, especially young boys. We have learned through various attempts at education that boys probably shouldn't even be in school till they're about 8 or 9 years old, until they've settled down a little bit. Girls, you can start teaching them as early as they'll sit there and listen to you. Boys need to play as the testosterone begins to build inside their bodies. And then when they are ready to learn, they will pick up in a matter of minutes to hours what may have taken months a few years earlier to teach them. And this is a matter of educational history. This isn't, something I've just come up with since I woke up this morning. Well, the same thing applies to getting people to understand the truths and the intricacies of the foods that we eat. And one of the biggest frauds that has appeared since the 1950s since the end of World War II, a few years earlier, is the bad name that has been given to saturated fats and its replacement with industrial seed oils instead. And one of the biggest fraudsters in the history of nutritional education and research was Ansel Keys. I've talked about him before, who convinced the United States Department of Agriculture, supported by the medical industry, mind you, that animal fats are bad. Animal fats cause heart disease. Animal fats cause heart attacks in the sense of saturated fats. And that you're better off to have vegetable fats. And when you look at the explosion of heart disease and cancer in this country ever since that nonsense was taught, it begs a little bit more research on the part of the individual. And so when I have discussions like this with my patients, I try to point out some basic concepts regarding saturated fats and in avoiding the industrial seed oils. They're so much cheaper to make. Now, the I want to talk about the difference of the different kinds of oils here, but I think you might find this kind of fascinating because there's all these new oils that are showing up all the time. If you're just tuning in, I'm happy to have you here with me. And as I said at the beginning, Doug will be joining us before long. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. You can get more information at ForbiddenDoctor.com. I'm not the Forbidden Doctor. The Forbidden Doctor is that healing force that's deep inside of you that just needs a little bit of help from now and then to do its marvelous job of healing and restoring health inside of you. And we call it the Forbidden Doctor because the medical industry forbids you to know that that thing even exists. And again, their main, and listen, and I'm not bashing medicine, not by any means. I mean, if I had a serious accident on the way to my clinic, I want to be in the best emergency room as fast as possible. It's just when you get past emergency care and you start getting into drug care that I have some issues. And that's based on tens of thousands of patients that I've taken care of over many decades. So anyway, back to these oils. I often get questions about all these, even these newfangled oils like grapeseed oil and rice bran oil and hemp seed oil and other oils that are new to the scene like avocado oil. And do they have any health benefits? Should we be using them in cooking and food preparation? Because as I begin to educate some of my patients on the fact that food is their best medicine, they start to research, and those research always, when I see them again, a few weeks to a few months later, they come in with a list of questions. I've got all these questions, Dr. Jack, I want to ask you. Well, to answer these questions, I want you to look at the fatty acid profiles. Now, what does that mean? We want to avoid oils that are simply too high in omega-6 fatty acids. Ideally, the level of omega-6 should be about 15%, and the balance of omega-6 to omega-3 should be about 2 to 3. Now, if I lost you, omega-6 and omega-3 fatty acids, they're called essential fatty acids because they have to come to us in our diet. We don't make them. Most of the fatty acids, almost all the fatty acids that your body needs for health, for your hormones, for nerve transmission, for healthy skin, for healthy sight, for healthy sex hormones, your body will make them. But there's a few of them your body cannot make, and so we call them essential. It's just like essential amino acids. Most of the amino acids that make up proteins, your body will produce. But there's some essential ones your body can't produce and must come in through the diet. Well, when you look at things like grapeseed oil and you start looking at the relationship between saturated and mono unsaturated, when you look at the relationship between omega-6 and omega-3, grapeseed oil has entirely too much omega-6s. Rice bran oil has entirely too much omega-6 oil. Hemp seed oil has entirely too much omega-6 compared to omega-3s. When you get down to avocado, avocado has a little bit more omega-6 than omega-3, but not as much as some of these other oils. So that immediately rules out grapeseed, rice bran, or hemp seed oils. Now, in the grocery store where I shop in the Salt Lake City area, There's a whole section now of oils that are available. And so when my patients hear me bad-mouthing canola oil and bad-mouthing soybean, they start experimenting with some other things. And I don't always have time to go through the entire oil list. But they'll come back and say, well, I started cooking with grapeseed. Oh, no, 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 no. That's just as bad as the rest of them. Hemp seed oil, grapeseed oil, you have anywhere from 70 to 80% of omega-6 inside the oils. Now, what's the difference? Omega-6s, if you get too much omega-6s, it tends to create inflammation in the body. There's certain chemical compounds in the body called prostaglandins. And there are some prostaglandins that promote inflammation because there's times when you need inflammation. You get a bee sting, you need inflammation so your body can get blood and other chemical compounds to the area of the bee sting to neutralize the poison. But the problem with inflammation is if you have chronic inflammation that's there all the time, and you're going to end up with muscle pains that won't go away. You're going to end up with joint pains that won't go away and other kinds of symptoms inside the body that suffer from the presence of too much of a particular kind of prostaglandin. There's another kind of prostaglandin that is anti-inflammatory. And when we have the right mixture between omega-6 and omega-3 acids, fatty acids, the prostaglandin that promotes healing and anti-inflammatory results predominates. So what about it? I mean, why is that so important? Well, I know that the promoters of grapeseed oil claim that it's great for cooking. It has a high smoke point, but there are many fats and oils with higher smoke points, including refined soybean oil, that you should stay away from, period. And the only explanation for a high smoke point of something as unstable as soybean oil is the addition of a lot of antioxidants, which are definitely not good for you. So I'm going to go through a few of these oils and explain things in a simplified manner as much as I can for my benefit as well as yours. So when we get back, I'm going to mention a few of these oils as soon as we're back from the break. I think you'll find what I have to say here rather interesting. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. We will be right back.
Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor. Guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com, and I've been talking about these oils. I want to tell you about these so-called new oils, you know, like grapeseed oil, rice bran oil, hemp seed oil. I mean, the only reason these are new oils is because they can only be extracted from the seed from a modern oil press. And so since the stainless steel roller press for extracting oils from seeds only showed up recently, in the, probably the last 100 years, is that they've only been able to experiment with them because they didn't exist in days gone by. And they're not traditional oils that can be released from the seed with an old-fashioned stone press, is the way, you know, our ancestors did it. And they're not traditional oils that can be released in the old manner. This is only possible with really oily fruit like coconut oil or olive oil or palm oil, because these are very, very oily seeds. Sesame seed oil, flax seed oil. But like cotton seed oil, these oils represent an attempt to make a profit from waste products. I mean, cotton seed oil, for Pete's sake. You can go through the shelves in stores and find food that has cotton seed oil in it. We wear cotton. We don't eat cotton. And so when they came up with the cotton gin back in the 1800s, and what was it, Whitney? Eli Whitney, I think, was the fellow who came up with that, so that they could get the seeds out of the cotton and save an awful lot of time instead of having to hand pick it, they started ending up with all these bags of cotton seeds that they didn't need to plant new cotton with. What are we going to do with all this stuff? Well, it's got oil in it. Hey, let's squeeze the oil out of it and sell it. And crazy as that sounds, there's an awful lot of material in our foods that came from the same kind of source. Well, cottonseed oil is one of the worst things you can possibly eat. So it's better. And then also the seeds that were left over from winemaking. Where does grapeseed oil come from? Well, it's the oil that's in a grapeseed. Where does the grapeseed come from? Well, when you buy grapes in the store, they still have grape seeds. The seeds are still in there, unless they're seedless grapes. which Mother Nature didn't make. You know, mankind made those. It's not necessarily the healthiest grape. But wine producers have to remove the seed from the grape. And so you got all these seeds left over, and some enterprising fellow came along and said, hey, those seeds have oil in them. All seeds have oil in them. Let's squeeze the oil out of it and sell it in a bottle of grapeseed oil. There'll be a market for it if we create it. We are so much better. We would be better off if we took those grape seeds and the pulp that comes from squeezing those things back into the vineyard soils, the soils that the wine grapes grow in, to feed or to give the vitamin B rich rice bran that they squeeze the oil out of, give it back to the chickens because it's rich in vitamin B. And then the hemp seeds. What are you going to do with the hemp seeds after you squeeze the oil out of it? Well, all hemp seeds always contain a trace of cannabinoids. And I'm not sure what good use that would be, but it's definitely not for cooking oil. And so remember, grapeseed oil, rice bran oil, hemp oil, they're industrial oils. They're produced in factories using the same equipment that oil refineries use. And these oils are heated to a very high temperature, at least five times, before bottling, and then the manufacturers claim, well, it's safe to cook with them. Well, I want to get into that a little bit more since we're back from the break. I have a few more things to say about this to make sure that I'm getting my point across. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. We will be right back.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have two daughters, and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her, so I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better, my thought processes have gotten better, and it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one. And if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at, and you can quote.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden's highlighting his Inflation Reduction Act in the battleground state of Wisconsin.
I signed a significant piece of clean energy legislation combating the existential threat of climate change. The single largest investment ever anywhere in the world. Without one single member of the other team voting for it.
Biden's been on a tour to showcase the landmark legislation he signed into law. Polling has shown voters are pessimistic over his handling of the economy. Watching TV now accounts for less than half of Americans' viewing time. According to Nielsen, traditional cable and broadcast TV made up less than half of all television viewing at just 49.6% combined. On the other hand, streaming services including Netflix and YouTube grew to a record of nearly 40% of total TV watching. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Past the hour, you're listening to Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Let's get back to our special preview of this weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Jack Stockwell. All kinds of great health information that you can use right now, today.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. I'm glad to have your attention as I talk about these things, because it is very difficult when you go through the grocery store looking at things that are in a box or a bag to find something that isn't loaded with these industrial oils. And like all other industrial oils, the canola oil, the soybean oil, the grapeseed, and the ones that I've been talking about here, they all, like all industrial oils, these newer oils break down when they're heated into highly carcinogenic aldehydes, a chemical compound called an aldehyde. And it's best to avoid these things like the plague. We know that aldehydes are carcinogenic. Several government agencies have told us that. And the people of Morocco produce an oil called argan oil. You can, some grocery stores will carry argan, A-R-G-A-N. It's a plant oil that comes only from the oily kernels of the Moroccan argan tree. And it only releases its oil by the traditional methods. And any attempts that have been created to mechanize the process of cracking these nuts has been very unsuccessful. They still do it today by hand. It's usually the ladies that are doing it. But the people of Morocco are smart enough not to use that argan oil as a cooking oil. They'll use it for dipping, for cosmetics, for things like this. And remember, the cosmetics that you put on your face are also oil-based in many cases. Why? Because your skin is oily. And the oils will hold on to the contents, the chemical content of the oil, much longer than a water-based cosmetic will. And it gets into the skin. And it has a tendency to adhere to the skin, even in the presence of rain or tears or whatever else. But they learned a long time ago they cannot do that in a successful manner to create a healthy oil. Avocado oil is high in the stable monounsaturated fatty acids, which is very similar to the fatty acid profile of olive oil. And it's fairly easy to extract at low temperature because avocados are so oily. So while it's not a traditional oil, avocado oil is safe to cook and with, to use and cook with. People use olive oil or avocado oil, as a substitute for olive oil in cooking and making mayonnaise because it can handle a higher temperature. And while olive oil and avocado oil are safe for cooking, nothing beats animal fats, especially if you want to fry something at higher temperatures. Now, I started off the program talking about the medical point of view regarding saturated animal fats and how butter got such a bad name back in the 50s and the 60s, and they started coming out with butter substitutes that were made out of these industrial oils that are, after they've gone through the process of turning it into something that they want to call food, it is no longer a food. It is very dangerous to the health care of you and your family. Now, what is the number one disease in America that is killing everybody, not killing everybody, but the number one cause of death in America? Yeah, it's heart disease. What does the cardiology industry tell us we need to avoid if we want to avoid heart disease? Well, they tell us to avoid saturated fats. No animal fats, no butter, no cream. Stay away from all of this stuff. Now, I want you to take a step back and think about that for a moment. The number one cause of death in America is heart disease. The American Heart Association literally spends hundreds of millions of dollars a year in research, and it is still the number one cause of death in America. What I ask my patients, and I can get sarcastic sometimes, and I can get cynical sometimes, why are you listening to an industry that is the number one cause of death in America? Listen to what they have to say and go back in time to what people were eating when heart disease was not the number one killer in America. You'd have to go back to 1911. I've mentioned this in shows in past with Doug and in direct discussions with Doug. Back in 1911, there was an article that showed up in the New England Journal of Medicine. And this doctor who wrote this article, and it was peer-reviewed before it was published, said, I recently lost a patient to a heart attack. And on autopsy, when we opened up his heart, we found this yellowy, gooey-looking, mucky mess inside of the arteries of his heart. Has anybody else out there seen anything like that? Now, can you imagine an article like that showing up in a medical journal today? No, of course. And I'm being a little ridiculous on purpose here. It's like somebody going outside today. Hey, the sky is blue. Is anybody else out there seeing that the sky is blue? No, of course. Everybody knows what that gooey, yellowy stuff inside the heart is now. It's massive cholesterol and a calcium mixture that's blocking the arteries of the heart. But that wasn't there 100 years ago. Excuse me, being 2023, it was there. It started to become show up almost everywhere, but not until the 50s and the 60s and the 70s did heart disease explode like we see it in our world today. What changed in our diet that might have triggered that? Well, it was the presence of white bread. They found there in the late 1800s there was an easy way to get rid of the bran, to get rid of the germ, to end up with white flour, and as a result, it was a lot easier to make bread and tastier bread to a large degree if they made it white bread. But when you take the whole wheat berry and you remove what makes it possible to turn it into white bread, you have removed the vitamin E. And vitamin E is absolutely essential for the health of the heart. It is probably the vitamin of the heart. So so why am I mentioning all this stuff now? It's not the saturated fats that is the problem. It's the removal of vitamins that the heart needs, especially vitamin E. And I'm not talking about tocopherol oils. I'm talking about whole food vitamin E. But what did people cook with back when heart disease was only starting to show up and had been cooking with literally for centuries, if not thousands of years? Animal fats. Animal fats are very stable at high temperatures. So I'm going to go through these oils really quick here before Doug joins the show. But olive oil and avocado, use, you know, salad dressing, light cooking. You want to make sure it's real extra virgin olive oil and cold pressed avocado. Flax oil is okay in small amounts for salad dressings. You never cook with flax. Coconut oil is a very healthy oil. It's helpful for weight loss. You use it for light cooking. You can stir it into soups. Palm oil is safe and stable for cooking. This is the oil that food manufacturers should be using. Lard and bacon fat, they're good stable fats for cooking and frying. They're very good sources of vitamin A and K. And beef tallow, which is the most stable fat of all, it's the best fat for deep frying. And interestingly, Buffalo Wild Wings, which is, you know, coast to coast in this country, uses beef tallow to fry their wings, which is why when we get the crazy hankering for wings, you know, for chicken wings, as a group or a family or friends or office, whatever, we'll go to Buffalo Wild Wings because they cook in beef tallow, not soybean or canola oil. They're duck fat, goose fat, great sources of vitamin K. They can be used for sauteing. And then butter, of course. And butter is the queen of fats. It's stable for cooking. It's a good source of fat-soluble vitamins, especially A and K. And you can spread it, you know, spread it on your bread. Use tons of it on your bread. Baptize your vegetables in butter. Use it in sauces. It's okay for sauteing. There's always the smoke point you want to worry about. So if you're going to be cooking something that's going to be a lot hotter, then I would suggest you're using lard or beef tallow. And back before they put a bad name on lard, I always used McDonald's French fries as an example. I remember when McDonald's first showed up in our neighborhood about 1964, I think, back in the Washington, D.C. area. Had lines of people for the McDonald's French fries lining up outside because McDonald's, like the other stores that had started to show up, fried in lard. There's a Mexican restaurant in my neighborhood that uses lard for cooking. They use lard in their tortillas. And there's a line, whether it's lunch or dinner, there's a line out the front of the restaurant waiting to get in there because of how delicious these foods are. The thing I want to say, or to the point I want to impress upon you before I join Doug here in a few minutes, don't be afraid of saturated fats. It's one of the biggest frauds in the healthcare industry, healthcare industry. There's tons of information now available on how healthy saturated fats are for the body. And why do we need fats? In fact, there is some good research that the majority of your food should be fat-based. Because fat is where nature stores its energy. There's more than twice as much energy in a gram of fat than there is in a gram of carbohydrate or a gram of protein. And that's why we put fat on our bodies. We don't put protein on our bodies. We don't put carbohydrates on our bodies when we overeat or eat the wrong kinds of foods. We put fat because nature stores its energy in fat. Now, there's metabolic syndrome and a whole lot of other problems that cause people to be unfairly overweight. But those things can be taken care of, too. I have a lot of podcasts at ForbiddenDoctor.com that talk about that. and the things that we might look at for better food choices. But what I wanted to do in today's program was to go over this concept of these industrial oils, and the worst two out there are canola and soybean. They are refined at extremely high temperatures, and they end up producing aldehydes, which we know from the USDA, we know from the EPA, cause cancer. And look at cancer being the second leading cause of death in our country, and heart disease being the leading cause of death. I always tell my patients, look to what you're eating. Examine your diets. Get some research. Spend some time reading some better information on these subjects. Well, heart disease just runs in our family. Well, yes, it does. It runs in everybody's family to some degree or another that all grew up eating at the same table. I'm 72, so where I grew up through the 50s and the 60s was the big anti-butter promotion that was going on, and the use of industrial oils counterfeiting butter that started to show up, and then again when we hit the 70s and 80s, heart disease exploded. I hope this helps. If you want more information about me, you can get that at jackstockwell.com and forbiddendoctor.com. But there are a lot of podcasts at gooddayhealthshow.com/podcasts, of hundreds of them between me and Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken and I will disagree with one another when it comes to heart health, but I maintain my point of view. Doug will be joining me here in just a few minutes. You can get more information, as I said, at ForbiddenDoctor.com on these subjects. Stick around. Doug and I will be together in a moment.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Doctor in the house. His name is Jack Stockwell. He's here from his website, ForbiddenDoctor.com. Also, you can check out what he does with his Nooka Chiropractic Practice. I say that fast. His Nooka Chiropractor Practice. JackStockwell.com. The Forbidden Doctor is aimed at nutritional items. The GAPS practitioner that he is. The most recent Jack podcast you can get at gooddayhealthshow.com. Also, he has a podcast, his radio show in Salt Lake City, where his clinic is, talking about the study that shows the lack of proper nutrition leads to a lot of diseases. That's kind of a duh, as is this, and I don't mean that to reflect on you, that it's a duh, but here's another one. Aspartame is a possible carcinogen. No. Really? How in the world? How'd you come to that conclusion? You can count on the World Health Organization to be about 40 years behind when it comes to research. Yes. Or anything. So they're warning people to stop drinking diet soda. Where the heck are these? This is so ridiculous. It just shows you what a waste of time and money outfits like, especially them. But the National Institute of Health as well.
Well, they deserve it.
Rep because of the COVID stuff,
yeah,
and several
right.
other things preventing really good COVID treatment.
Yeah,
and they,
right.
they look bad. The FDA looks bad. The CDC looks bad. So they're going to do an awful lot of positive stuff, even if they have to go back 40 years and change their minds.
Yeah, right, exactly. And by the way, speaking of the COVID thing, the news media is trying to scare the hell out of everybody now with new version of COVID. Get a shot! Get your vaccines!
Yeah, that's right. Shots for everything, shots for anything. You got a problem, we got a shot.
Or a pill. One or the other.
Or a pill.
Here's something that I thought, I looked at this and I thought, this is Jack. It has Jack all over it. The story of fragrance. I just was bringing myself up to date on Vanity Fair magazine. Have you heard me talking about that?
Oh, I heard you talking about it. I heard a 70 page of advertising before you get to any content.
Yeah, and the advertising, certainly it's focused. That's for sure. One of the articles has to do with fragrance and how you can sleep better your memory will work better the older you are. So if you have some kind of fragrance, interesting, I have a little spray that I put on the pillowcases from time to time. I don't know whether that attributes. I'm a vivid dreamer, and I'm thankful for that because I think it's kind of neat to be able to dream most of these stories. But anyway, there's a study done by neuroscientists who say that if a simple fragrance is sprayed in the atmosphere where you are before you go to sleep, you'll have a 226% increase in cognitive capacity. That opens up your brain, apparently. All kinds of different natural oils. Yeah. What do you think is in it? If you had a guess, what do you think would be in it?
Probably anything that would stimulate dopamine release.
Mm-hmm. What would do that, though? What's the kind of the olfactory thing opening up so that dopamine is released?
Well, there are essential oils. There's some really made. Almost any company now that has anything to do with healthcare has an essential oil line.
Uh-huh.
And there are certain oils that we know stimulate different, better cardiovascular response, better digestion, better immune system. Mm-hmm. Simply because these are things they didn't discover them in somebody's garage last week. They've known these things for decades, if not hundreds of years, in the area of natural health and healing. And so it's not just certain kinds of poultices we can put on a broken bone or a bruise, or there's not certain kinds of herbal teas that can help us if we have upper respiratory congestion or whatever. We know that there's certain stimulus that comes in through the olfactory bulb, the cranial nerve number one, and certain kinds of aromas. And this goes, the Persians did an awful lot of work with this, Romans, the Greeks, these people did a lot of work with this kind of stuff back in their days. Hippocrates was a big proponent of the olfactory response. And so there's different kinds of aromas from flowers. And this is the whole heart and core of what goes into perfumes for ladies and cologne for men. Not just the smell, not just the aroma of it, but certain kinds of cerebral activity that can be triggered by certain ingredients in these mixtures. So this is nothing new. It's just you better read the label or at least do some investigation of what you're sniffing.
Food for thought. All right, weight loss stories, Jack, brought to you in part by Calitrin. Their success is no secret. The success is basically attached to them because for 27 years they've been helping people lose weight and keep it off the natural way. You want to know how it works? Go to toploss.com. When you decide to buy, use the discount code Doug for free shipping and $25 off a 90-day supply.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.